and welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Peng, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books.
Hi, welcome back. It's been a minute. Again, I feel like we keep doing little breaks, but it's been super busy. Like right now, we're publishing this podcast on Thursday rather than Wednesday because we're literally so behind, or we have so many arcs that literally are due this week and next week. And I'm just like, how in the world is a person who works full time going to have time to read all of these? But you know what? All-nighters. That's what it's all about. That's why I have so many coffee machines to keep me up. I finished one yesterday and I started another one today, and I'm hoping to finish that one by tonight, if not for sure tomorrow. So we shall see how that goes. But it's been a minute. We've also been busy on the back end of our book boxes. We're still waiting for the printer to finish printing LJ Shen's books, and then we already have finalized the cover for our next one, so we're waiting for that book file. And I think for that one we're gonna be ordering the books really early, that way we don't run into any more delays. So we've been working on that, and like I said, we've been reading, and I'm very excited that today we're going to talk about book that, if I'm quite honest with you, I went into it not knowing how to feel about it. Like, I was super excited, but also it was more of a like, I don't know what to expect. I don't know, you know, if this is my kind of jam, but I'm trusting the author because I love the author. And I was very nervous going in.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I fell in love with it. And I want more of like every freaking character in the book. And already told me to shut up. So yes, it's Help Me Remember by Corinne Michaels, which released this week.
Yes.
If you don't know, it's a, and I feel like I haven't read many books by this, like with this trope. Maybe that's why I was so nervous. It's where the heroine can't remember anything. Like the book starts off when she's waking up from whatever happened to her, which beginning of the book, you don't know what the heck happened to her. We don't know what the heck happened to her. So what I liked about it is that we were in this journey discovering her past life with her. Like literally she gave it nothing away. So it's literally your experiencing everything for the first time, just like the heroine was in the book. Which is what took me by surprise. Like I said, I feel like there's not many tropes where the heroine, we have a heroine which forgets. I know another book that I read was QB Tyler's, which that still hurts when I think about it. It is cheating. But it's like, I love that book, but I can't believe he cheated.
Yeah.
Anyways, that I think that's the only book I've read apart from this one where there's like amnesia.
The Fisherman by Jewel E. N.
Oh, yeah. That is true. But I always tend to remember the ones that hurt the most. I feel like, you know, with QB Tyler, it was the cheating. And then with Corinne Michaels, it was like, there's a certain scene that we're, I'll talk about it a little bit more further until we get into the podcast. But there's a certain scene. I was talking to this bookstagrammer, Amelia, who runs the Guidebooks bookstagram account. The guidebook, something like that. She put that she had finished Corinne's book or something like that. She did an edit. And I was like, oh my God, I just started reading this book. And she's like, how far out are you? And I'm like, well, I'm just third. Like, I'm literally like 15%. Mm-hmm. Oh, you barely started. Just wait. And I did not know. I suspected something. Mm-hmm. But when we get a full confirmation, I was so mad at the heroine that I was like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah, I remember when I finished to a certain scene, I was really mad at the heroine also. And I was like, how dare her? And I have to, I believe I messaged Corinne and I was telling her that, the heroine have to apologize to the hero because what she did to him was not right. Girl, I was pissed at the heroine.
Well, there's two things that she does. One towards mm-hmm. the end and then mm-hmm. one towards the beginning. And the one towards the beginning, again, you know, she doesn't know anything about her life. You know, mm-hmm. she lost, I believe, like a couple of, like 3 years.
Yeah, I think so.
3 years from her, like her memory. So it's like she's mm-hmm. starting fresh from where she, like her last memory took her, which was 3 years ago. And they're like, you don't know who the hero is, but you mm-hmm. get little glimpses. And there's a scene.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, if you haven't read it and you don't want spoilers, then I suggest like come back and listen to this after you read it. But there's a scene where she remembers a kiss. It was like a, like mm-hmm. and all she remembers, it was a good kiss. She can't forget about it. And it was like a cigarette type of smell, mm-hmm. taste, kiss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept thinking, I was like, oh my God, like, who is it? And then somebody walks through that door and I'm like, is it him? Is it? And I'm like, because if it is him, I'm going to be so pissed that she's doing like this with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that it was. And I was so mad. I was like, how dare she? How dare she? And then it hurt so bad.
But she does not remember. You can't.
It doesn't matter. Like, it still hurts. And then I know the scene you're talking about. I legit kid you not, I cried in that scene. I was like, I heard, like, how could she do that to him?
Heck yes. I was like, he did everything, literally everything for her. And she, we won't say it, but if you guys read it, you guys will understand.
when she finds you know what, and that's when we get his chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My heart was do, 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 do.
You know, there were so many times, like how what you mentioned, like we don't know which one was the hero. Because I keep forgetting the blurb. Like, I don't remember.
I don't think I read it for the first time. Does she?
Yeah, because he was mentioned in the blurb. But then I read the blurb for the first time and then I forget what the blurb is about. And so I forgot who the hero was. I was like, wait, let me go recheck the blurb.
Let me go recheck the blurb. Hold on a second. Because I don't remember that being on the blurb. Hold on.
I think it was.
We shall check. Okay, the blurb is, one second my life disappeared. My past, my memories, my future. The only certainty I have from the last 3 years is that my older brother is dead and I am the only eyewitness. In order to protect the case, the lawyers demand that no one gives me any information about my life. I must remember on my own. My only help comes from our brother's best friend and world-renowned investigative reporter, Spencer Cross. He has no idea how many nights I've spent dreaming of his name and his body next to mine. Now we're a team and our goal is to recover any memories and retrace my past. But each day we spend together, he's looking at me more than his friend's little sister, and I find it harder to want my old life back. Instead, I'm wishing for a new one with him. His kiss feels like home. His arms make me feel safe and I never want this to end. As my memories return, forcing me to face my future, everything falls apart, especially when I find an engagement ring I was, you know, I was talking about hidden in my apartment. I have no idea who gave it to me or what it means about my past. I may have asked Spencer to help me remember, but now I wish I could forget. Like, I don't remember. Okay. I remember when she first released the cover and the blurb. Mm-hmm. I read the blurb and I was like, oh, I like it. But remember, like I said, like amnesia type of books, like it's a hit and miss for me. I haven't read any, but it's like, it makes me nervous because I'm like, it could go either way. Yeah. But I don't remember the blurb when I went into the book. I didn't remember the blurb. All I knew it was that Corinne's book, and I was gonna read it no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I didn't remember the hero's name because I was like, okay, I know it was gonna be one of her brother's friend, but there was like three of them. So like, which one was it again? I have to go back to the book. I was like, oh, okay,
yeah. Because I waited until I was further. Well, I didn't look at the blurb. I didn't skip ahead or anything. I actually read it for the first time, even though I was dying to know. But yeah, I didn't remember the blurb when I went into the book.
Mm-hmm. I think I rechecked when it was like either 15%. Because, you know, like the first few chapters was all just her. And he didn't come in like. And so I was like, wait, who's a hero?
Until so when that I went back. Scene. And that scene that I was like, like, oh my God, my heart.
Yeah.
And I will say, I feel like this is Corinne's most suspenseful book to date. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I mean, there is a big love story in it, but I think it's also a very suspenseful to where what the heck happened? Who did it? Who is it? Like, why did he do it? Like, are her feelings or what she thinks the truth? Or is it something she, like, I don't know. There's like a lot of questions. Like, should we trust this person? Should we not trust this person? Mm-hmm. This person seems too nice. This person seems too mean. It's like, you do not know what to freaking think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did message her and I was like, so is the sister-in-law gonna get a book?
I did too.
And then I was like, because I ended up looking at the blurbs because it's a series.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Three books, the three friends, and I didn't know because I was like, is Holden gonna get a book? Holden's one of the friends. But his book is the last one. And I'm so upset because I'm dying for his book after reading the blurb. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the other two blurbs are in her website or even on Amazon, I think. So you can definitely check those out. But I'm super excited for the rest of the series. It's funny because I told her, you know who also deserves a book?
Mm-hmm.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like, I'm like, you know, my type of jam is this guy, again, spoiler alert, like this guy who his life revolves around his work.
Yeah.
I want to read a book where he finds the one and that changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me too. That she told me, she's like, I'm done with you. Goodbye.
Yeah, because I was like, the sister-in-law needs a book. That is like a single mother right there in a small town. That's all the trope that we love. And so she was like, well, she is in the same position as Alex, I believe. Alex was the brother from the Willow Creek series. Yeah.
And I will say, like, it hurt so bad. So
bad.
I don't know if we want to leave this on there, but like, it hurt bad. Like, because we didn't really get to see her love story. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that they would say and how they were high school sweethearts, how, you know, their whole life was each other. And then you're like,
yeah.
Oh, my words.
Yep. Like, they didn't get enough time together.
Yeah. And they had just a newborn baby.
Mm-hmm.
What was she, like 9, 8 months?
I don't remember. I think but it was a baby.
It was like 8 months.
Yeah.
was so sad. But I do want her to do like an enemies to lovers, because Return to Us started off kind of, well, he was grumpy.
Like,
he didn't laugh.
Two pages, though.
So she could do grumpy. It's just keep it going to like half of the book.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm excited for this series. Like I said, I'm very, very excited for the third book, which doesn't come out until next year.
Karen needs to write faster.
It comes out on February 21st. At least it, like, December 21st.
Yeah.
It's for Christmas. But yeah, but if you haven't picked up that book, please pick it up. The hero is a freaking phenomenal, amazing goal. Mm-hmm. I love him. I think because Liam is always gonna be number one. Mm-hmm. Like, I love him, but mm-hmm. This hero came so close, mm-hmm. close to Liam. It's just the way he was with her. I'm like, oh. Perfect. It's like that audio. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
But if you haven't picked it up yet, please pick it up. You're gonna love it. Like I said, the hero is amazing. And I will say, I feel like I loved every single character in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single character is amazing. Pick it up. Small town, romantic suspense, a little bit like, mm-hmm. yeah, romantic suspense, amnesia. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfect. So please pick it up. And then let us know what you guys think. I'm very curious. I do want to read more books like these, though. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has any recommendations, send it our way.
Yes.
I need it. But not right now, because I'm trying to catch up with my arcs.
Yeah. I don't want to think about arcs.
But yeah, but that's pretty much what we wanted to talk today. I do want to talk about more of the books we've been reading, but I feel like I want to read most of them before mm-hmm. we get into that. Like right now I'm reading I'm reading Hey Mr. Marshall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By Safran A. Kent. Mm-hmm. And then I have like so many arcs still due. Mm-hmm. But I'm currently reading that one. Then I'm gonna do The Single Dad by Marnie Mann.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm reading Their Souls Will Always Remember by Georgia Cates. Oh my gosh, that book. I am like stressing out with that book. Because it goes from past to present. Yeah, and so, oh my gosh, my heart is hurting so bad. Like, somehow it's kind of giving me the Notebook vibes.
Mm-hmm. Was that because, how she like kind of describes it? It's a feel of the yeah. Notebook, Traveler's mm-hmm. Wife, and Outlander.
Yeah, because she's rich and he's poor, so it's hurting me. But I'm reading that right now, and then I will be reading Hey, Mr. Marshall also. And then that, I will be going into reading Power of Play by Amelia, because all of these arcs are like supposed to release on Tuesday. And since I'm behind, I have to read those first before I read The Single Dad. I'm dying for The Single Dad and for Hidden Waters, but my crazy, I don't know why we've been so busy. But
yeah, I've been really busy. I still need to finish Jillian Liot's books. I have two. I read the first two. I need the other two. Mm-hmm. Because she's revamping those books. Mm-hmm. So they offered arcs. So I went and signed up for all four arcs. It's a new adult. It feels like if you've ever did you ever watch The OC?
What's The OC?
It's like an old show, like not old. It was done in like early 2000.
Oh, okay. No, I've never heard of it.
It was like right before One Tree Hill started. I think it's the creator of One Tree Hill. So it's like teen drama, not teen drama. It's like, yeah, kind of like teen drama. But mm-hmm. like the first book goes starts off with like this girl, I think she's like 18, 18, 19. She's in college. She lost literally her whole family. And she comes to find out that she has a half brother that she never knew about. So she travels to California because I think she lives in Phoenix. She goes to California to meet him. And then like a bunch of stuff happens there. She meets like the bad boy, but it's like, there's a plot twist in there that it literally made me cry. I was like, bastards don't trust anyone. But it literally felt like that. Like I was watching this as a TV show. And so it's like the whole series. It's really good. I finished the second book. The second book was good. So I need to finish that one. It's like trying to catch up on all my arcs that are due this week first.
Yeah.
That Georgia one. Ever since I saw that she compared it to Outlander, I'm like, I need to read it. But I won't read it until I finish all my arcs.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up holding off on Marnie's too until I finish Jillian's. Because I still have, I need to finish Amelia's. Sophron, I'm reading right now. And then I think that's all that we're due for this week.
How's that one so far?
I'm literally in chapter like 3. Let me see.
Is it a long one? I can't
remember. Oh, yes, it is. In Kindle, it's 7,220. You know, when I opened the file when I was doing my hair, I was like, what? I was expecting like 4,000, 5,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's 7,212. I was literally seeing my face when I was getting my hair done.
Then I think I'll have to read Amelia's before then. Because that was 7,000. It's going to take me at least 3 days to read that.
It's long. I didn't realize it was that long.
Like, I've been busy at work, so I don't really have time to read at work. And that 7,000, it's going to take me at least 3, maybe even 4 days.
Well, and I didn't read Sunday because that's when I was bathing my horses. I bathed my dogs.
Yeah.
Moment I was exhausted. So it's.
Yeah. I've been busy on weekends. Yeah. That's why I can't even finish reading my arcs. Like I know that when I have arcs to read, that's due. I know I'll read on weekends, but this weekend was really busy. But people, they might say excuses, but it's not excuses.
No, I mean, I've been busy at work. I've been busy in my personal life, like today.
Yeah.
I was supposed to read, but I ended up going to Denton to get that stuff done. My friend, who I haven't seen in like in 3 years, we had brunch, got home, I cleaned because I had a mess, and then I had to go to Dallas.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's busy, 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 busy. So we'll be back next week with hopefully updates on the book. Because I'm hoping we'll have everything set up pretty soon already.
Yes.
And but yeah, next week we'll talk more about the arcs that we're reading this week. And we're gonna talk about which authors we're excited to see at Book Bonanza.
Yes.
And like highlight which ones and highlight the ones I pre-ordered from because I need to go through my PayPal. But
yeah.
So we'll be back next week to talk about that. And then if you guys have any questions for us, please let us know. And like I said, we'll see you guys again next week. Bye.
Bye.